Welcome to Talks with Maria and episode 229. We are talking about healing your relationship with abundance. Let's begin. Hello, hello. We are live here in my office, and I wanted to talk about healing your relationship with abundance. I think that is such a great title. I just came up with it literally minutes ago. I was going to talk about email marketing because email marketing has been phenomenal for me. Okay, you guys, like I am like blown away at just my email community, my email list, and the responses I've gotten with my 1K podcast training. And then also with, I'm looking for chapstick and I don't have chapstick, with my podcasting for women in business group. So really excited about that. But today though, I want to talk about healing your relationship with abundance, because I think this is hands down one of the most important things you really need to work on when it comes to creating the kind of life we want, right? And what kind of life is it that we're working towards every day we wake up? One of the things that I think, there was a time years ago when I used to work 9 to 5 and have to go into an office and have to like get ready in the morning, drive, commute my 45 minutes to work, and then work my 8-hour day with my 1-hour lunch. And I felt kind of like, how am I supposed to get out of this rat race? How am I supposed to like try to do my side hustle if I'm working at this place 40 plus hours a week, right? With people I probably don't even want to see every day. And making a minimum of whatever the fuck it is that I was making, which wasn't like crazy money. It was just enough to get by. And that was in connection to my level of abundance. Like how, in my reality, I just knew you would have to work a day job to get a check and then like live however way you live off of that check, right? I was really stubborn though, even though I knew in my mind that was how I saw my family work, I saw people around me. You know, even just people who worked at the job with me, we kind of all embodied the same kind of mentality of working a 9-to-5. This is just kind of life. Prior to my 9-to-5, I worked 12 to 12. I used to be in hospitality here on the Vegas Strip. I used to work for Tao Group. If you guys know Tao Group is one of the biggest nightclub restaurant industry. And they've been around the longest, super successful. That was my experience in hospitality. I worked 12 to 12, like long hours, right? And didn't really have a life. That was my life. I worked with everybody there and everybody just kind of hustled for the company. And one of the things that I've learned is that you can really get stuck in that thought process. Because I've even seen like grown men and women have families and still work crazy hours and just not be around their kids. Like it was one of those things where it was just kind of normal, you know? And I definitely didn't want to have that kind of life. I didn't want to have kids and not make dinner for them or not see them in the morning and have breakfast with them and take them to school. I didn't want that. And I have to say, I'm so happy and so grateful that my life is that. Like I can literally wake up and make them waffles, you know, or pancakes or whatever the hell it is that they want. Take them to school and then pick them up after school. And, you know, meanwhile, I still work, right? I still have clients. I'm still doing so many different things in my business, but it is all from my laptop and it is all very free. Like it's very like, you know, I schedule my calls around my kids and I never thought I could have that, right? So I want you guys to think about how you guys think about your life and how kind of imprisoned are you with your schedule. Are you imprisoned working for a 9-to-5? You know, are you working for a company that you're not really crazy about? Or maybe you work for a company, love them, but you really feel like you're strapped for time. These are connected to your relationship with abundance, because essentially we work because we want to provide a life for ourselves and our family and our loved ones and be able to do the things that we want to do, right? Eat at the places we want to eat at, wear the things we want to wear, drive the cars we want to drive, and have essentially freedom to do the things we want to do. That's essentially, I think, if you look at the core of what we want, what each person wants, is that freedom to do whatever it is that we want to do at any given moment. Some people have a more strict life where they can't really do anything like that unless they have to ask for time off. There was a time where my husband would be like, hey, let's go to Bahamas in December. Let's go for a week. And this is when I used to work 9-to-5. And I'd be like, well, you can't book it yet until I get approval. I have to get approval from my boss and see if I can even take those days off. Like I had to stop my life and make decisions before I had to get approval. Or I had to get approval for that. And so many people now, even till this day, and this was 10 years ago, right? Was it 10? Maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I would say. That live that way. They have to get approval from their boss. They have to make sure that, you know, they cannot not be in the office. And I think that that is very imprisoning and very, it's kind of a sad life, because we do things for the people we love, but if we can't spend time with them when we want to, what's the point of working so hard, right? What's the point of stressing ourselves out every day, every minute, and just kind of almost having that emotional turbulence because of something outside of our immediate care, which is our loved ones? And so, you guys, I think this is really like more connected to, what do you believe you really, number one, what do you really want, right? What kind of life do you really want? What kind of business do you really want? What kind of career do you really want? What kind of relationships do you want in your life? What kind of relationships with your kids do you want? How often do you want to see them? You know, these are the things that I don't think people really are clear on or get clear on, because they're so within like the thickness of their life, right? So get clear on that. What is it that you want to have? Do you want to have more time? Do you want to have more of like a freedom? Still make money, have responsibility, but still have a level of freedom where I had to go pick up prescription today at a certain time, and usually I would have to ask someone to go do that, right? I would have to go ask, hey, can I go get this prescription real quick? And like, it'll take about 30 minutes. I just literally turned my laptop off, got in my car, and went and picked it up. But most of the time, people who work 9-to-5, people who work at different locations, they can't just leave their office and go, unless you're like the owner or unless you're like someone up there, right? Even then you're like, yo, I have to tell people, because you're then probably managing people. So I want you guys to think about what it is that you want. Number one, what kind of life do you want? How do you want to feel in your life? How do you want to, like, what's the energy you want to exude as you walk into your life, as you walk every moment in your life? Do you want to feel that level of just like release and fun and, you know, excitement for just every moment and just happiness that you have this opportunity to just be with the people you love? Do you want to work? And you love working, but you don't really know how to do the thing you love, right? Maybe you don't even know what it is that you love. Like, maybe you don't know that writing is something you want to do. Maybe you want to talk. Maybe you like to talk about the thing you like love, or are an expert and authority in something. And you haven't really stepped into that. think about that. I want you guys to think about like the goals. What is it that you really love, and how can you start doing that every day, even in the thick of your life? You know, what I did and how I started was I used to work in coaching and I'm a coach now, but I've been a part of the coaching industry for so long. I think in my early 20s, actually, no, I was like 18 or 19 years old. I took my first coaching program. And it was like filled with all these old people, and these old people are my age now, and I don't feel old, but at the time I felt like I was amongst older people that were just going through so much more serious things than I was. You know, they were going through midlife crisis, divorce, you know, kids doing crazy stuff. Meanwhile, I'm literally just graduating high school. I have my whole life ahead of me, and I really wanted to learn about myself on a personal development like level, like really deep, really like, how do I really create the life I want? And so I started this coaching program when I was about 18 or 19 years old, learned a ton of things, and then eventually, you know, became who I am today. But when I used to work 9 to 5, I used to work for another coaching program. It was a business coaching program here in business coaching company here in the city in Vegas. And love the company, love them, but I did not want to work 9 to 5. I didn't want to be strapped to a desk, have to check in, have to clock in, have lunch at a certain time, have to check if I can even go on vacation for a week. I just didn't like it. I didn't like also the office politics. It was really difficult emotionally for me. I think that, you know, just the drama of working with other people will come up, right? But it's hard when you okay, I don't need to go in there because there was just a lot of office politics that I just really hated. Anyway, within the scope of working 9 to 5, you guys, what I did now, this was, I think, the step in the direction that took me where I'm at. Okay. Number one was I started a podcast, and I would record episodes pretty much every day on my way to work, because my commute was 45 minutes. I would go and I would literally jump in my car, get to work. But during my 45 minutes of commute, I would literally record a podcast on my phone. So I would literally talk while I was in traffic, talk about the things that I loved. At the time I was a new mom, so that was important to me. I talked about how to be a new mom, being a new mom, my experiences, all these different things. And then eventually I became just kind of a seasoned podcaster. I was podcasting a ton. I was making money with my podcast. If you guys want to start a podcast, anchor.fm is great. It has been one of my I don't know what you call it, like the company I use. It's free, and it's been very helpful for me to record on the go. Anyway, the point here is that I started my passion, even though I was in the thick of life, right? Like just working at a job that I didn't want to be at, I still created this thing that I loved. And then eventually I started my group, which was the Podcasting for Women Business Group. You guys can go into my link in my bio and click there and join there. But that has been going and growing and thriving. But I didn't start my stuff when it was perfect. I started it kind of in the thick of my life, right? So I want you guys to think about like that. Like, what can you start even though, you know, you're a mom or you're a dad, you have a family, you work a 9 to 5, you have to cook meals every single fucking day. you have to do laundry. Like, what can you still do today that is connected to the thing you love? And then from there, what is the feeling you get when you create it? And I think that's what really essentially is healing your relationship with abundance. Because the feeling I got whenever I created an episode and published it was remarkable. It made me feel so powerful. It made me feel like more of who I am. It made me feel unapologetic about my journey and my experiences and the quirkiness of who I am and, you know, the intricacies of my personality, and being able to articulate it and share it with the world kind of helped me heal my relationship with abundance. And eventually my podcast and my business grew into a coaching program because it grew. Like, I then started a blog. That blog turned into a book. I wanted to sell the book. I put my Instagram on Was it private? It was private at first, and it had to go public because I now I'm an author. I wanted to sell my book. I wanted people to know who I was. And that is when I became a spiritual business coach, because through this process, you guys, I really healed a lot of parts of myself that felt really like just kind of weird and unsure, you know, like, is this really who I am, or am I doing something that is outside of me, or somebody else had told me, you know? There are a lot of things like that that I think as we get older, we kind of like either relinquish through healing, through honesty, through honest introspection, through just like being able to reflect, right? Or you kind of get worse because you're not really healing, or you're not doing the work, you're not stepping into your passion, you're not doing the thing you're being called to do. So, a part of healing your relationship with abundance, you guys, is being called, like, you have a calling. We all have a calling, but are you listening to it? That is a part of healing your relationship with abundance. Are you listening to that thing that's like, hey, you should talk about this more. Hey, you should write about this. Hey, you should maybe volunteer your time at this place, you know? And I have actually volunteered my time at Shade Tree and helped the women there write their resumes and gave them some pointers on how to be successful at interviews, because I'm really fucking good at that shit. Like, I'm so good at that shit, you guys. I can land a fucking job. Like, any job you give me, I will land it. It's crazy. Anyway, but I was helping people doing that because I love just empowering women, kind of awakening their fire, you know, really awaken their imagination about the life that they ultimately really want to have. I just love doing that. I love being able to see the glimmer in people and kind of like throw gasoline on it. Because what happens is that people start believing in themselves. The reason why I think we do need to heal the relationship we have with abundance is because abundance is just there. It's just available for anybody, right? It's just that energy of possibility, the energy of creation. But the problem that we have going into life as adults is that we don't really believe in ourselves. We don't really believe that, hey, if I do this, will people receive me well? People don't really believe that if I write this book, people will they buy it or not? You know, now I'm on my ninth book. That first book I wrote took me a year. I can dish out a book in a month because I don't care anymore. I'm literally being called, pulled to do the things I am called to do, and I no longer resist it. I no longer question it. You know, going on live today, I was called to do that. I was called to go on live today. I was called to continue doing my business. I was called to, you know, whatever it is, what start my programs and teach people about how to live the kind of life they really want to live. Now, what is not, what I want you guys to know though, is that I am not perfect. Okay. I'm not like trying to preach perfection at all. That is not at all what I want you guys to take from this. But what I do want you guys to take from this is even if you're not perfect, even if you know you're in the thick of life and you're in the thick of everything, you work at a job you don't like, and you might be in a relationship you're not all the way happy with, and your kids are fucking crazy and you don't know how to fucking get respect from them. You know, like all these things that we kind of look at and kind of hyper focus on and then like say the woe is me thing, I want you guys to still follow the thing you're being called to do. Because the thing you're being called to do is the thing that will be your salvation, right? Sounds churchy, sounds religious, but it will save you, and it'll really heal the relationship you have with abundance. It will heal, and abundance, it doesn't have to show up as money. Abundance can be a form of love, right? If you have issues with love, heal that you have to heal the relationship you have with abundance. It could be money, it could be love, it could be relationships, it could be food, you know, it could be so many different things. Like my sister told me, the reason why, oh, my ear feels so like it's like I have to pop it. My sister told me, you know, when I was younger, because my sister is 15 years older than I am, my sisters are, and I'm the baby. My sister told me I didn't grow up the way they did. It was just a different kind of life, right? Because it was just a whole decade plus more years. My sister told me they weren't used to having a lot of food. So anytime they had food when they were younger, it came like far and few between. So anytime they had food, she would eat it all because they weren't sure when they were going to get fed again. Right? And that caused her to have a relationship with food that was not healthy, right? Because it's almost like you're binge eating and it's like a psychological thing. And that is where it's connected to abundance. How much food am I going to get later on today? It's an abundance issue. All of this is an abundance issue. And I want you guys to think about that in your life. Where do you not trust you're not going to get something? Where do you not trust that you might not get the recognition, that you might not get the love, that you might not get the money, that you might not get appreciation, that you might not get fill in the blank, right? It is all connected to abundance. And healing that, number one, is to know what it is that you want to do. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to have in your life? What do you want to be? And who are you not being, right? Who are you today that you could be tomorrow? Like who is it that you want to embody? You know, one of the people that I truly look up to is Michelle Obama. She is just a phenomenal woman. And I think, you know, she really held her end of the bargain when the Obama family was in presidency. She was one of the best first ladies, right? Just so empowering, graceful, didn't take the spotlight, but still was so supportive to the community. And even in her taking the spotlight, she got the spotlight through her generosity and through just her authenticness and through the inspiration that she offered to a lot of people. And I look up to that. I want you guys to know and think about, who do you look up to? Who do you look up to in your life that could be a celebrity, could be a political figure, could be anybody, could be a person you know in life, maybe someone you worked with, someone you is in your family. Think about who you look up to. And I want you guys to think about number one, right? The step to healing your relationship with abundance is finding out what you really want. And then number two, what is it that you're being called to do? What is it that you're being called to do? And are you stopping yourself from doing it? I want you guys to think about that. Are you stopping yourself from doing that thing? And why? Okay, because that why, the reason why you're stopping yourself from doing it, is usually the cause of your pain and anguish. That why. So my why, for the longest time, I didn't want to start, you know, podcasting and writing. I didn't want to do that because I was afraid that people wouldn't receive me well. I was afraid that I was going to be looked at and like be laughed at, kind of almost like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, you're not even X, Y, and Z, and you're talking about these things. I was afraid of people's opinions. I was afraid of other people's thoughts about me and about whatever it is that I was doing. That is the biggest reason why it took me, you know, I think I wrote my book at 28, 29, and my podcast was around that time. But during my 20s, I really wanted to, and I was just so afraid to come out like that. Like, it was like I was a closet inspirational writer. And why was I so afraid? It's a great thing to do, right? It's not like I'm slanging drugs. Like, I'm literally spewing out amazing inspirational things. But I want you guys to think about, what is it that's holding you back from doing the thing you want to do? Because that thing that is holding you back is essentially the thing you need to heal. That for me, I had to heal the fear of opinions from others, right? Heal the fear of embarrassment of failing. That's a big one. A lot of people fear that. I definitely fear that So I played it safe, right? Worked a 9 to 5 and just kind of played the rat race like everybody else. I want you guys to think about that, and I want you guys to journal about it. You know, what's important to you? Are other people's opinions important to you, or is your happiness important, right? All right, guys, that is it for me today. I hope this was helpful, and let me know if you guys have any questions. I am going to send this to my email list. So if you're watching this all the way and you haven't gotten the 1K podcast training, dive in, because you guys, I am debating whether I'm going to increase the price to this just because it's been flying off the shelf. I am debating whether I'm going to increase the price. I don't want you guys to click the link and then now it's like a different price. I want you guys to click the link and still get it at the $34.99 amazing deal, because you also get the training, the 1K podcast training, plus 10 additional bonus amazing business spiritual money podcast trainings as well. So good, so amazing. So don't forget about that. Click wherever it is here, because I'm going to send this via email, so it's probably going to be below here. But definitely dive in, click, and finish that, do that, get all the things before prices increase. And then if you have any questions for me at all, please either message me. You can email me at info@talkswithmaria.com. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.